With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In Los Angeles, the Palisades fire has reached the Pacific Ocean, where it's burning down lifeguard towers. Many homes in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood are in ashes, with the fire now at almost 3,000 acres burned. 10,000 homes are in danger, and fire officials say 30,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. The fire is being fueled by 40-mile-an-hour winds, along with dry, warm conditions, and those conditions are forecast to continue through tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Pete Mullinax predicts frosty weather for the next few days for much of the country.
It's quite cold, obviously, from the in wake of the big winter storm that left over a foot of snow from parts of Kansas all the way to the mid-Atlantic coast almost. And as we go through the next few days, we're still going to be seeing those colder than normal temperatures.
National Weather Service said the wind chill temperature was 16 at DFW Airport early Tuesday. A low pressure system is expected to bring snow to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is putting the world on notice as he prepares to return to the Oval Office. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
During a wide-ranging press conference, Trump said the U.S. needs control of Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security. When asked, he refused to rule out the use of military force.
I'm not going to commit to that now. It might be that you'll have to do something.
The president-elect also doubled down on his suggestion that Canada merge with the U.S.
Canada and the United States. That would really be something.
And he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America. What a beautiful name.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
CVS Pharmacy is rolling out new technology that allows customers the power to unlock inventory themselves. This is SRN News. A religious freedom lawsuit is revived in New York.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overruled a lower court judge who had dismissed the action by a group of pro-life organizations. They argue that a New York employment law bars them from hiring only pro-lifers to work in their operations. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the plaintiffs and is cheering the appeals court decision, saying, quote, "Our nation has a long, respected history of allowing rights to religious organizations to associate with like-minded believers." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hollywood again putting transgenderism front and center at the Golden Globe Awards. Emilia Perez, a movie about a male drug lord who begins living as a woman, won Best Film, Comedy, or Musical, elevating his chances at the Oscars in March. The leading role is played by a Spanish actor, Carla Gascon, a guy who claims to be a woman. Some critics say Hollywood is ignoring trends in the United States. This is SRN News. President Biden signs a bill that transfers the land that includes the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to city control.
Giving the District of Columbia control of the land for the next 99 years allows for the decaying husk of the old stadium to be torn down and the site redeveloped for any number of things. One of the possibilities is a football stadium and surrounding entertainment options at the Washington Commanders' former home. Owners Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, and Mark Ein, and Mayor Muriel Bowser stood behind President Biden at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office when he signed the D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act. There's been speculation that the team may return to the city under the new agreement. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Biden administration has asked a federal appeals court to block a plea agreement for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, as well as two co-defendants in the September 11, 2001 attacks. More details at SRNnews.com.